We're doing Derag Mitzvot. We're up to the 56th mitzvah. And this is a special mitzvah regarding a donkey. The Torah gave us a mitzvah that's not so clear. We know that the donkey, the reasoning behind it isn't so clear. The donkey, we know, is representative of the Egyptians. And the Torah tells us that the first male donkey is supposed to be redeemed for a lamb. And if you don't redeem it, then you have to you slaughter it from the neck. You use an axe, something like that, a butcher's hatchet, and you cut it from the neck. And this, again, is one of the mitzvot that we don't really understand the logic behind it, but it is a mitzvah. If you don't redeem the animal, you could always redeem it and not do that.
Is that because it represents an Egyptian?
So one of the reasonings that's given is because the donkey is representative of Egypt and representative of other things. After the donkey dies, we bury it. And this is relevant everywhere. Men, women, Kohanim and Levim are potter. They don't have to do this mitzvah. The 57th mitzvah is the mitzvah of challah. And that is the mitzvah when we make dough. Once the dough has the volume 43 and a fifth eggs, so we take off a portion for the Kohen. Today that the Kohanim aren't pure, so when we make the dough, we take off a little bit of the dough and we burn it. And that dough that we take off is called challah. The reason we call the bread that we eat on Shabbos challah is because it was customary that in honor of Shabbos, women would bake homemade bread. They wouldn't buy baker's bread. And then from that homemade bread, they take off this challah. So that's why it got the nickname of challah, the bread that we eat on Shabbos. But technically, challah is the portion of dough that's taken off and given to the Kohen. Nowadays, we don't give it to the Kohen, we burn it, and this applies in Israel and in Otzarts as well. The 58th mitzvah is the mitzvah for Kohanim to bless the Jewish people, as we read in last week's Parsha. The Kohanim have a special mitzvah when they're called upon to go forward and stand on a platform and bless the Jewish people. God says, if they bless you, I'll bless them. The 59th mitzvah is the mitzvah that a Kohen has to become defiled for his relatives, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, wife, his seven relatives, and included in this is the mitzvah that a person has to mourn over those seven close relatives. The Kohen must become defiled, he must participate in their burial. And every other Jew is responsible to mourn over those seven relatives, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, wife. The first day is biblical and the next 6 days are rabbinic. The 60th mitzvah is the mitzvah to love every Jew like he was ourself. So part of loving them is that when I see that he's going to incur a loss, if I could prevent it, I prevent it. If I could help him, I help him. I don't shame him. Our sages say if someone shames his fellow man, he does not have a portion in the world to come. Part of this is that when we see two people fighting, we try to make peace between them. This is relevant to men and women wherever we are. We say in general that men do things with men and women do things with women for the sake of modesty, but technically this applies to men and women alike. We have a mitzvah to love our fellow men as ourselves, and this applies to seeing how we can help our fellow men when we could. Shabbat Shalom.